With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. It's been incredibly dry across much of the Midwest.
We've been doing some trenching, putting in some water lines just this past week, and even my husband said that, I mean, that snow that is slowly melting in right now, I mean, you can see it went in a little ways, but it is so dusty dry after that digging down into the ground that it's pretty scary.
Kelly Thorne ranches with her family in McKenzie County in northwestern North Dakota. She says talks are already in the works as what to do with the yearlings they purchased if more moisture doesn't come.
If we don't get a lot more adequate moisture, you know, we may be sending those to a feedlot to get fed for a while. I mean, we're definitely looking at the numbers and just kind of playing this game out a little bit longer, you know, as long as we can until we have to make some of those decisions. What are we planting? What are we running on grass? All of those things.
When Congressman Dusty Johnson meets with U.S. EPA Administrator Michael Regan to talk about ethanol, the South Dakota Farmers Union and ethanol producer Glacial Lakes Energy are urging him to include high-octane fuels on the agenda. Rusty Halverson has more.
It's expected that the EPA is going to propose a new fuel economy rule by July of this year. South Dakota Farmers Union President Doug Somke.
First of all, the Congressman Johnson, he's the chairman of the Congressional Biofuels Caucus. And so he's reached out to EPA Secretary Regan to see if he couldn't meet with them, like you said, about the renewable fuel standard. And, you know, as important as we feel the renewable fuel standard has been, we really feel that the current issue more leans on higher octane and low carbon issues on what E30 especially can facilitate without causing any more carcinogens being released into the air as we're currently doing. And what we're really asking them to do is address the safe rule standard in the EPA and Clean Air Act. We really need to, you know, show them we have this good additive now called ethanol that cleans up the fuel and also a high-octane and low-carbon fuel.
Doug Somke, president of the South Dakota Farmers Union. I'm Rusty Halverson.
And we'll be back with more Ag News right after this.
Can't remember your spray rate from last year? Misplaced your scouting notebook for this year's crop? Keep track of your planting, spraying, scouting, and harvesting activities in one easy-to-use place with Farm at Hand.
Farm at Hand is an app that lets you easily track your farm records and plan your crop year with information at your fingertips. Download the app today from your iOS or Android device and get started for free.
Make farm management easier with Farm at Hand by TELUS Agriculture.
Hey, construction pros, we have a solution for your hauling problems. We help eliminate the haulback and the box shoveling for good. Horn Plastic Superside plastic liners are custom made for your dump truck or trailer, helping you haul more loads and dump faster. Super Slide liners also reduce wear and protect your equipment. Super Slide plastic liners are UV stabilized and durable enough to withstand year-round use. Don't shovel sticky wet loads from your box. Eliminate the problem with Super Slide. Contact Horn Plastics today to find out how Super Slide liners can make you money. Online at hornplastics.com.
Carbon credit markets are showing potential as a possible revenue stream for farmers thanks to carbon sequestration practices that they can implement on their operations. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack has come out in favor of the USDA operating as a potential carbon bank for U.S. producers that want to participate in carbon markets. Robert Bonney is President Biden's nominee for USDA Undersecretary for Food Production and Conservation. He says that some questions need to be answered before the agency gets to that point.
Is there a role for USDA to help finance, to partner with the private sector, not to structure things in a way that compete with the private sector, but to think about structuring things in a way that provide more stability and the importance of getting resources to the producer?
Carbon credit markets have been around for a long time. Bonney says the challenge is making it financially worth it for producers to take the time and effort to implement sequestration practices that will cost money up front.
What we're trying to do here is how do we incentivize reducing greenhouse gases through carbon sequestration or reducing emissions themselves? And so there's an interest in being more performance oriented. And so thinking about some flexible tools of how USDA can do that, are there some more flexible tools you could think about?
There are challenges for farmers who want to take part in the current carbon market program. Bonney says that USDA will likely need to partner with private sector organizations to help producers overcome those challenges. With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich.